Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show, we'll hear the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in Jazz of the Harlem Renaissance, recorded last month at concerts in Kirkland and Edmonds. These concerts were part of the current series of five concert programs. The Harlem Renaissance refers to an extraordinary flowering of African-American arts in New York City's Harlem during the 1920s and 30s. Writers, musicians, painters, poets, dancers, and others developed their skills and their audiences in Harlem and exerted a huge influence on the arts in America and the world as well. On this show, Michael Brockman directs the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra and music by some of the great composers and bands who flourished in concerts and ballrooms of Harlem in the 20s and 30s. To open, here's an exciting one by composer and bandleader Horace Henderson called Big John Special.
The Big John Special. That's Tom Marriott on the trumpet, Michael Van Bever also on the trumpet. That's Devon Lewis on the drums. Devon Lewis. The Big John Special. All right, well, so we were talking earlier about Fats Waller and how he wrote hundreds of popular songs in the 1920s and 30s. And this next piece is written by Fats Waller, but was never recorded by him and never heard by anyone until Fletcher Henderson grabbed it and wrote out an arrangement for his band. We do know that Fats Waller was the author of it and that Fletcher gave him credit for it, but we hope you enjoy hearing this wonderful old piece from 1935, 1936 arrangement, never published until our third trombone player, Bill Anthony, wrote it down note for note, transcribing it from the recording. Here is Stealin' Apples, Stealin' Apples.
Thank you.
Alex Dugdale on the clarinet. Michael Van Bever on the trumpet. Randy Halberstadt on piano. And how about that fine transcription by Bill Anthony? Oh, yeah. Bill Anthony.
88.5 KNKX connects you with Jazz Northwest and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert. Here's Michael Brockman.
A variety of great personalities hit the scene in these 1930s. This next one is no exception. We're going to play some great music from Cab Calloway, and we would like to bring out onto the stage our very special guest. He was here last spring with us, or I think it was June, actually. We did a concert of all Ray Charles hits, some of the best of Ray Charles, but then we also threw in some things that were his favorites as well. And when I say his, I mean our special guest singer today. Please welcome to the stage Mr. Reggie Goings. Reggie is going to sing for us this hit we know you will all recognize, and in fact, you're going to have to sing along with us a little bit. Here is Minnie the Moocher.
Here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a low-down hoochie-coochie. She was the roughest, toughest frail, and Minnie had a heart as big as a well. Heidi, 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 heidi. Around with a bloke named Smokey. She loved him, but he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown, and he taught her how to kick the gong around. Howdy, howdy. Dream about the king of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built from gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Howdy, 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 gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Every meal she had was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes, and she sat around and counted them all 1 million times. Howdy, 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 ho.
Minnie the Moocher. Well, one of the things that these writers were attempting to do was borrow techniques from classical music. And this next piece shows off a little of that. The clarinet trio, or the clarinet quartet, was just an unknown. As we know from New Orleans music, there was usually just one clarinetist and one trumpet player and a trombonist making up the front line, and adding two clarinets sounded kind of noisy. Three clarinets, too many. Four clarinets, now that's ridiculous. So the only way that the writers were able to make this work in the jazz world was to use some of these techniques that we found in classical music, where they were writing for lots of woodwinds. And so you'll hear some clarinet quartet in this next piece, and we hope you enjoy The Down South Camp Meetin' by Fletcher Henderson, again transcribed by Bill Anthony for the band. Down South Camp Meetin'. The Down South Camp Meeting. Alex Dugdale on the clarinet. Michael Van Bever on the trumpet. And the clarinet section. Well, our next very special guest sang with us for the first time last spring in our concert titled I Got a Right to Sing the Blues. And we decided we needed to do a lot more with her. I'm speaking of Jacqueline Tabor. This next piece was recorded by the great Billie Holiday, and Milo Peterson will be starting out, and we hope you will welcome to the stage Jacqueline Tabor.
Yeah.
This famous piece recorded by Billie Holiday titled Travelin' Light. Jacqueline Tabor. Dan Marcus on the trombone. Dan Marcus. Milo Peterson on the guitar. I'd like to acknowledge some fine baritone sax work by Alex Dugdale. Traveling Light. This last piece in this half is written by the great Don Redmond. A highly educated man, went to college at Harper's Ferry, And then he went up to Boston Conservatory, studied writing and performing there, and then brought all of that skill and craftsmanship back down to New York City and joined bands, including the Fletcher Henderson Band and the Jimmy Lunceford Band, and became really famous as a wonderful writer who helped to create the sound of the big bands. And that's what you're hearing here today, is much of the craftsmanship that Don Redman brought to it. Now, I mentioned Dewey just now by mistake, because Don Redman apparently was the uncle of Dewey Redman, the great tenor saxophonist, an avant-gardist in the jazz world throughout the 60s and 70s, and then his son, Joshua Redman, and we are bringing Joshua Redman as our guest artist in April, so we hope that you'll come and hear his artistry. Yes, we can applaud for that. It will be a great show. It will be filled with lots of history just by his being there and sharing what he absorbed from his father. This piece was written by Don Redman originally in 1927, but then he revised it in 1936 to swing more thoroughly, as we would want for the modern dance style of the 1930s. And it's a little throwback to the more pecky style of the earlier music, which came from the 1927 version, but here's his 1936 swinging version, The Stampede by Don Redman. Thank you. Michael Van Weber on the trumpet. Travis Ranney on the tenor saxophone. Alex Dugdale on the clarinet. And then all the clarinet section and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. The Stampede. Thank you. Eddie Durham was a guitarist who wrote for all kinds of groups, including Count Basie, Jimmy Lunsford, Fletcher Henderson, Benny Moten, which became the Count Basie Orchestra. And he was a guitarist who experimented with, for the very first time, with amplifying his acoustic guitar with electric devices. So a very groundbreaking man and also a wonderful composer and writer. We would like to play this piece that he wrote in 1936 for the Jimmy Lunsford Band, and this is titled Harlem Shout. The Harlem Shout. It's Andy Omdahl on the lead trumpet. Andy Omdahl. Mark Taylor on tenor saxophone. And how about that fine trombone section work by Scott Brown and Bill Anthony? Oh, we got to hear a little from Alex Dugdale on baritone also, didn't we? Yeah. Now, And people have asked me sometimes, why in this music are there such short solos? I mean, Alex had only 6 measures. I think I only had 5. Yeah. And the reason is that the 78 RPM records were limited to around 3 minutes. So there just wasn't a lot of time for the musicians to stretch out and play their solos. Now, speaking of Fletcher Henderson, this next piece would not exist if it weren't for Fletcher, because Duke Ellington modeled much of his work on that of Fletcher Henderson. Fletcher was a couple years older, came to the New York professional music scene a few years earlier than Duke Ellington, and Duke came along and watched every move that Fletcher made. In fact, everyone in town actually realized that Fletcher's band was the tightest and the best band in the city. They borrowed all his arranging techniques. So we'd like to continue on now with some music of Duke Ellington, and we're going to welcome back to the stage our very special guest, Reggie Goings. Reggie Goings. Here's a 1932 composition by Duke Ellington that he then revised in 1957. And in fact, we revised it to include Reggie in November of 2019, didn't we? So here is Sophisticated Lady. And to start us out will be Alex Dugdale on the baritone saxophone.
And in that heart of yours, there burned a flame that flickered one day, then died away. over them with disillusion deep in your eyes. You learn that fools in love, they soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow, but I see you now. I see you smoking and drinking, but you're never thinking about tomorrow. You're nonchalant, diamond shining, dancing and dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No way. Sophisticated lady, I know that you missed the love that you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, oh my baby, you hide away in a corner somewhere by yourself and sit down and cry. You cry.
Reggie Goings. Let's bring him back out here. Reggie, come back out here. Oh, we lost him. Reggie Goings, here he is. How about that? And Alex Dugdale on the baritone saxophone. Alex Dugdale. Well, as time went on and Ellington became more established and got more radio broadcasts, he increased his band to 12 members, and he started performing for those bigger audiences at the Cotton Club in New York, beginning as early as 1927. Was there for several years, and then did some traveling around Europe, came back late in the 30s to the Cotton Club. We want to welcome back to the stage Jacqueline Tabor to perform one of Ellington's compositions that he recorded with the Ellington's famous vocalist Ivy Anderson in 1932. Please welcome back Jacqueline Tabor. Here is "It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing." We're going to hear some trombone playing from Scott Brown back here with his plunger mute. Yeah? And in fact, that is exactly what we just said. It's a plumber's helper that he's using on his trombone. We'll also hear a little bit from Sidney Houser on alto saxophone. Yeah? Some more from Tom Marriott in the back. Tom Marriott. And Alex will play some baritone. We'll get some more clarinet out of Travis Ranney. And here again, Jacqueline Tabor. "It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing."
What that do? 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 We'll be right back. don't mean a thing. All you got to do is swing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just get that rhythm, everything you got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Sidney Hauser on the alto saxophone. Tom Marriott, Alex Dugdale, Travis Randy on the clarinet. Well, we've come to the end of our show, ladies and gentlemen. But we want to go out with a very lively piece. This will be the fastest thing we do of this evening. It's from 1934, Fletcher Henderson. You'll get to hear again a little bit from Scott Brown, a little more from Alex on the clarinet, some more from Travis, some more from Thomas, from Milo and Randy and Phil and Devon. Here is 1934, Hotter Than L. Hotter Than L. Stubdale, clarinet. Tell Mary back there on the trumpet. Devon Lewis on the drums. Milo Peterson guitar, Phil Sparks on the bass, Randy Halberstadt, and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Scott Brown on the trombone also. Let's get Jacqueline and Reggie out here again. Jacqueline Tabor, Reggie Goings. There they are. I guess we do have an encore we can play for you. We'll clean your palate for the rest of the evening with a little more Duke Ellington. Here's Duke Ellington's 1934 composition, Blue Feeling. We'll get to hear some more from Scott Brown again, a little more from Michael Van Beber, Travis on the clarinet, and our fabulous trombone section. Here is Blue Feeling, 1934. Travis Ranney, Michael Van Bepper, the trumpet section, Dan Marcus on the trombone section, and all of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra.
You've been listening to Jazz of the Harlem Renaissance, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, Michael Brockman and Clarence Acox, co-artistic directors. Our thanks to them and all the musicians taking part, as well as the production crews at Kirkland Performance Center and Edmonds Center for the Arts, where the SRJO was recorded in concert. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production for KNKX. If you missed any of today's show or just want to hear it again, you can stream it at jazznw.org or subscribe to our podcast. It's the winter drive at KNKX and a great time to make your year-end gift. For the fourth year in a row, we're partnering with Northwest Harvest to feed hungry kids in our region. For every $100 donated now through December 12th, we'll be filling a backpack with food for the Three Squares program. Please make your donation now at knkx.org. You're listening to KNKX 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedar Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.